This is Suno India production. You can now listen to all our episodes on our Android and iPhone app. Download it now.
If climate change and environmental degradation lead to acute food and water shortages in a particular area, poorer communities will suffer more than richer ones. This statement was made in a landmark Supreme Court judgment given on April 6, 2024. The Supreme Court said that people have a fundamental right to be free from adverse impacts of climate change. This is a nuanced interpretation. Indian jurisprudence had earlier held that people had a right to clean air and clean environment. Right to be free from adverse effects of climate change is a new addition. This flows naturally from right to life and right to equality guaranteed in the Constitution. Hi, I'm Sneha Richaya and this is Climate Emergency. Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud said in the judgment that the rights to life and equality could not be fully realized without a clean and stable environment. The court observed, and I quote, "It is yet to be articulated that the people have a right against the adverse effects of climate change. This is perhaps because this right and the right to a clean environment are two sides of the same coin. As the havoc caused by climate change increases year by year, it becomes necessary to articulate this as a distinct right." The court said that despite various environmental laws and initiatives, there is no comprehensive law addressing climate change directly. The court noted that without a clean, stable environment, the right to health is not fully realized. Right to health is impacted by various factors. Air pollution, North India is bearing the brunt of it now. Shifts in vector-borne diseases such as dengue, malaria, rising temperatures, droughts, shortages in food supplies due to crop failures, storms, flooding, and so on. The court said, and I quote, "The inability of underserved communities to adapt to climate change or cope with its effects violates the right to life as well as the right to equality. The right to equality would be undoubtedly impacted in each of these instances." It further said that by recognizing the right to be free from the adverse effects of climate change, states will be compelled to prioritize environmental protection and sustainable development. This judgment was given in a case related to the conservation of the great Indian bustard, an endangered bird largely based in Rajasthan. The petition was filed by leading conservationist M.K. Ranjit Singh and others who alleged that the solar power transmission lines had an impact on the population of great Indian bustard in Rajasthan and Gujarat. The environmentalists said that the overhead power lines should be relocated underground to prevent bird fatalities. The government and power companies argued that such measures are impractical and will hinder India's renewable energy goals. The Supreme Court agreed with the government contention and modified the order. It formed an expert committee that can balance the need for preservation of the great Indian bustard and the need for sustainable development. This ruling marks a pivotal moment in climate jurisprudence, not only in India, but also globally. There is a big surge globally in the number of people seeking legal remedies for issues related to climate change. For instance, a recent case involved elderly Swiss women who successfully argued before the European Court of Human Rights that their right to family life was infringed due to health issues caused by heat waves. The court ruled in their favor, finding that the Swiss government had violated their human rights. But what are the implications of this ruling for climate litigation in India? Now, while the Supreme Court's decision sets a crucial precedent, its effectiveness in addressing the complex challenges of climate change remains uncertain. Climate change is a multifaceted issue that requires comprehensive, coordinated action at local, national, and global levels. Shibani Ghosh, a Supreme Court advocate and visiting fellow at Sustainable Futures Collaborative, told the Indian Express that the courts might not be as active on climate change as they are on some other environmental issues. She explained that climate cases in court are often intertwined with complex socio-economic issues, requiring the court to review policy choices and development goals set by the government. Traditionally, the court has deferred to the government in such matters, considering them outside the scope of judicial review. She says that this approach may continue in future climate cases. The Indian government has also defended its right to use coal and fossil fuels internationally, such as at the COP28 last year in 2023. Whether Indians or the courts will perceive this as a failure to address climate change is uncertain.